In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In the reading of this blessed Sunday, we hear the Lord says, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." And of course, we don't understand that the Lord has his own will, and this is different than the will of God the Father. Of course, it is exactly like when a servant comes and says that I am here to do the will of the one who appointed me, not my own will. It doesn't mean that my will contradicts the will of the one who sent me or who appointed me, but to establish a foundation for his mission and speaking about that I am here to do the will of God. I am not here for something personal. I don't have my own will. But the issue of the will of God is something that is of utmost importance for all of us to meditate upon and to think, do we care to know the will of God and to do the will of God? Usually we find this, a lot of people will come and say, I don't know exactly what is the will of God for me. Let us go and review certain issues that we should remember concerning the will of God. The first point is, what matters is to live submitting to the will of God, not only to know it. Believe me, my brethren, it is not very hard to know the will of God. God did not keep silent and made us to guess what he wants from us. We all know that God wants us to pray, for example. This is his good will, but do we abide to it, do submit to it? We hear St. Paul summarize this in one verse that says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. God wants us to be joyful, he wants us to pray always, and he wants us to be content and thankful. To go and fight with someone and take revenge for ourselves, we know that this is not the will of God. We are sure of it. But the problem is, do we want to abide to it and submit to it or not? To do something unlawful, we all know that this is not the will of God. To marry someone, maybe away from my belief system, and then I say that this is the will of God, it's not true. It is not the problem in knowing and guessing the will of God. He made himself known, and his will are so manifest. It is to do it, not to know it only, because this is usually take a lot of our discussions, guessing what God wants me to do. You know what God wants you to do. It is not something very difficult to know, but the difficulty is we have our own agenda. I want God to do my will. That's why I keep on guessing. Things are very clear before me, but I find difficulty in accepting this. Then I keep on saying, maybe this is not the will of God. It is the will of God for you, but you don't like it. That's what makes it difficult for you to know it. The second point concerning the will of God is, the will of God for all of us is to be holy. St. Paul to the Thessalonians also says, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. So as a general rule, anything that makes you closer to God, draw closer to him, this is his good will for you. Anything that takes you away from that, it is not his good will for you. God wants all of us to be holy, to possess this vessel, speaking about the body, the temple of God, in sanctification and honor. So, thinking of our activities from day to day, we easily, very easily can say, yes, this is according to the will of God, this is not according to the will of God. A woman questioning if I have to submit to my husband or not cannot say that I do not know the will of God, because the will of God for the woman is to submit to the authority of her husband. A husband thinking if my wife deserves to be loved or not, he is questioning here if he should abide to the will of God or not, because the will of God for the man to love his wife and to sacrifice even himself to her. My brethren, it is not a mystery guessing the will of God, The whole problem is, do we really want to live with it or not? Thirdly, the goodwill of God for us may allow us to suffer. This is sometimes we find difficulty with this. We assume that the will of God for all of us not to have any pain whatsoever. But here, St. Peter speaks to us, says, for it is better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. So the good will of God may allow us to suffer sometimes. Why we find this as something that we do not want to reconcile with? As far as there is suffering, denying self, carrying cross, then we keep on questioning, what is the will of God? Do God want me to do this or not? I do not know, I'm confused. Yes, the good will of God may allow us to suffer sometimes for a good reason. And our suffering should make us closer, end up into being more holy, more close to God, despising the pleasures of the world, thinking more and more of our eternity, preparing ourselves for it. Do not be astonished to know that, yes, may sometimes we may suffer, and maybe this is the good will for us as well. The people find difficulty with this, and they either reject God totally, because if God allows me to suffer, he is not good, he is not beneficent, or they say that if this is the case, God wants me to suffer truly, maybe this is not the will of God, let me think of something else. Another point regarding the will of God, we need to renew our minds to know his will. And again, not knowing on the level of the intellect, but abiding to it on the level of the will and the deed. St. Paul said, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In order to be able to do the will of God, you need to renew your mind. We go with the mindset that this is what is right, this is where I feel comfortable. God has to renew his mind and do my will in order that we find peace and harmony between each other. Until this happens, we live in misery. Why we suffer by our own will? Because we do not want to renew our minds. I live with a mindset and I'm asking God to do my own will. Otherwise, he wouldn't be a loving God. Otherwise, I would be confused. I don't know what is the will of God. No, you know it, but you don't want to submit to it. You know it very well, but the problem is you have your own will, and your own will is not the will of God. We need to renew our minds. How this happened? Three main things, always remember them. Today, if you want to truly to renew your mind, you have to refer to this. Know the scripture more. Repent always and take counseling from those people whom you trust that they know the way. Scripture, repentance, and counseling will always be before us. At any level of our lives, I have to always question myself, do I go by these or not? Am I a person who read the scripture often, try to know what God said? Am I a person who is penitent all the times, and then I allow the Holy Spirit to work in my life? Do I take counsel from others, or I am wise in my own eyes? A person who is away from the scripture, his life is the same, his repentance is very uncertain. He never takes counsel unless he wants to take approval from his friends. How can this person will be able to renew his mind? He will always live with the same mindset, doing the same mistakes, stumbling God always, and going confused in his life, saying, what is the will of God of me? I do not know. Why God is not doing things in the right way? Why he is not doing it to make me happy? Why he is not reading my mind and doing things as I wish him to do it? Always remember that we need always to renew our minds, the scripture, repentance, counseling, our way to do so. Another point regarding the will of God is the Lord will not impose his will on us. Unfortunately, we may do it the other way. We sometimes assume that anything happened to us, this is the will of God. Somebody goes, for example, to a place, a casino, and gamble and lose his money, and then come back and say, this is the will of God, he wants me to lose. This is not the will of God to go there at all. He did not want you to step from your place and go this place. But again, we assume that God is imposing on us even our faults. This is not right. God will never make us to do mistakes or to be tempted. We tempt ourselves. We go away from God, and then we say that this is the will of God. A very interesting story in the Old Testament is when the people of Israel went to Samuel and said, we want a king. We do not want a judge anymore. We hear that the Lord said to Samuel, when Samuel went to the Lord saying to him, the people are rejecting me. The Lord answered, we read this in 1 Samuel chapter 8. And the Lord said to Samuel, heed the voice of the people in all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. I don't know, my brethren, if we know this fact or not. You can impose your will on God. He is not going to do it the other way. God is not going to force you to be holy. He is not going to impose a person on you to marry. He is not going to choose a career for you. He will never do this. But you can do it this way. You can do things against his will. You can go and turn your face away, go your own way, but at that, when you do this, do not blame God. And don't say that, if this was wrong, why he didn't stop me? This is childish to say this. God gave us all the freedom that we can choose, and we do the things that we see it right. From the beginning, he chose to give Adam his full freedom, even to reject him. God, in his mercy, allows people to reject him and stand and say, we do not believe in you. And he never imposed on anyone to be holy. We can do it the other way. When we do it this way, do not blame anyone except yourself. We sometimes have a mindset regarding the will of God that is totally wrong. And by this mindset, we never come to understand what is the will of God and how can we deal with it. The moment when our will reconcile with his will is the moment of us regaining peace, living in harmony, enjoying our relationship with him, with the people, and with ourselves even. Remember these points concerning the will of God today. What matters is to live submitting to the will of God, not only to know it. The will of God for all of us is to be holy. This is a general rule. The good will of God for us may allow us to suffer. Do not be surprised with this. We need to renew our minds to know his will. This happens through scripture, repentance, and counseling. At the end, the Lord will not impose his will on us. Unfortunately, have to be careful because we may do it the other way. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.